Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Sometimes you don't know what God is saying to you and for you because you caught up. Now, I want to say this. I want to thank Bright Star. I wish I could get her on the line. She said she's going to call, but she's not calling. But it said what happened up in Minnesota, what happened up with the snow and all the stuff going on. I'm going to see if I can get her anyway on the line. But while I'm trying to get her on the line, I'm going to tell you this is the victory.
Yeah. get dark sometimes, but when it gets dark in your life, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all want to hear this? When it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this message. Shine. Oh. Tell him shine. Oh, me. I'm gonna sit down in a minute. Let the light. This is what I was raised on. From the light. What does it say? Come on. Shine. Oh.
Sometimes you have to ask for God to do something special for you. Sometimes he has to shine on you. And I play that special to tell you victory, it always belongs to those that are spiritual minded. I was talking, and I want to share this with you. I want to know. Mary, put your hand up. Put your hand up. I want to see you on the line. You got two or three different numbers. So put your hand up where I know that you're on the line. Mary Hawkins, thank you, Town Spirit. I see you on the line, Sister Rose, all the way from Birmingham, Alabama. I see you on the line. See you on the line. But those that are on the line, get on the line. Because I want to tell you, get ready for the prophecy that I'm going to give out tonight. This is a $1 trillion flow night. Where is the money? How do you get the money? How do the money stay with you? And what you need to do to sustain the money? I don't see Pearl on the line. Sister Pearl Williams, I don't see her on the line. Thank you. Tanya Scott, I don't see her on the line tonight. So what I want to do, I want to give you a heads up of where we go and what we do and how you do things. Some of you are so caught up. You know, the Bible said the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. And I want to tell you, some of you are so hard-headed. You tell them something, they don't do it. Then there's a vision. It didn't happen because you don't follow through on what somebody tells you to do. And if the Bible says stand up, you stand up. If the Bible says sit down, you sit down. Thank you, Cancer. Tonight, as you download and you look for what we're saying, I'm going to go over this with you. And I hope some of you got it. And if you got it, it'll work for you, and it'll open more door for you. I want to tell you, Sister Dee Dee, God bless you tonight. Our doors open up for you, and you can drive your new car by the blessing of God. Just if we are, next week we'll be in May. And we'll be in the month of May, And the angel right now is Asmodel, is the angel of this month. And I want you to get ready for the prophecy to come forth to you. Get ready.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh.
Al Melvin and the Blue Notes. And Al Melvin and the Blue Notes is telling the truth. So much of hate going on. So much of witchcraft that's going on. So much of killing and murders going on. Because men have strayed away from God. Young men being shot. Young women being raped and shot. And you don't want to listen, then God have to say. Storms and floods back to back. Don't be a part of Satan's reign. Be spiritual minded. And as you're spiritual minded, God will guide you. I'm talking about the human race. I'm not talking about black, white. I'm the human race. I'm caught up into death and murder. All across the world, things are happening to innocent people. And I'm going to share that with you tonight. The trillion flow. What is all about, Bishop? It's about money. What is all about? I'm gonna play what it's all about. Mary, put your hand up. I don't see your hand up. I want you to get ready to understand what's going on and what's happening. And you say, well, why? Men are evil. Men are murderers. Because they have turned their away from God. Okay? So I'm praying for the brothers that's in jail, those are in prison, indiscriminate in prison. I'm going to pray this for them. Those that are locked up, those that are political prisoners, trillions of dollars being made off a slave that's in prison. Not because they did it, but somebody lied and said they did it. Somebody didn't like them and said, it could happen to me and you. Some of the young men went to jail because the judges and the state's attorney, the prosecutor, had teamed up. Because how many blacks we're going to put in jail? How many we're going to send to prison? How many that we're going to put them on death row? And they ain't really did nothing. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God eternally. Just go out. For all the brothers that are political prisoners that's in jail. You know, they got R. Kelly in jail. They got Jeff Ford in jail. They got Larry Hoover in jail. They got lots of more brothers in jail. And I want them to face the east. And I want God, and we saying the trillion flow. And what are in jail, Bishop? They're in jail because they stood up to feed people. They shoot up to get jobs. They buck the system. When you buck the system, they kill you or you go to jail. Care if you ain't did nothing. You got people coming out of jail now, been there for 20, 30 years, find out they didn't do none of it. But the people that put them in jail, they dead. The judge dead, prosecutor dead, and because somebody did research and got them out of jail, just go out for all the brothers.
Open eyes that we may
Springer, you're going to see a fight. And he he took that situation to let people's emotions out. I've seen women beating women in that gay stuff, men beating men, husband and wife beating each other, boyfriend and girlfriend beat each other. They said, Bishop, why are you doing that? Because he's letting your emotions out. That's been stored up. Okay. And he brought it to TV and got rich doing it. Okay. Do you know you had black, white, everybody got problems. Everybody got a story to tell. What is your story tonight? Has your man left you, your woman left you? Or you don't know how you got to be gay? And like, doctor, what is gay? What is the qualification of these different titles? Okay. They said I'm transgender. I'm gay. Now is another word they use. I'm bisexual. What is the qualification for you to be all that? Okay. I'm a trans. These all new words that they brought out. But old folks call it what it was. What I'm saying to you tonight is all about the dollar. It's all about $1 trillion flow. The money being made. The money being spent. To trump up, to pop up a lie. To dam up a lie. When all said and done, God is a divine God. And God said, man and woman be fruitful and multiply. Two women can't do nothing. Two men can't do nothing. It's got to be a man and a woman. I don't care how you put it, what you say, you living a lie. Or you thinking a lie. Okay? So anywhere it go is not of God. You know what I'm saying? It's got to do with something else. All is well when you walk in the path of God. I'm going to 6294. Your hand ain't up, but I'm going to see you home. 6294, you're now. Mary. Now 6492.
Can you hear me?
Now.
I'm here.
Can you hear
I'm
me?
On. Yes, I hear you.
I don't hear you talking a little louder.
I say I hear you.
Okay, this is what I want to ask you. Did you get the prophecy for 2023?
Yeah, I got it. You have sent it to my phone.
But did you ever read it? You want to read it to us?
No, but that's too long. I got it, though, Bishop.
Oh, you got it. Okay. I want to make sure you got the prophecy for 2023.
Yeah,
first,
I got it.
Okay. The first three, what you think about, tell me what you think about the prophecy. Have they came true or they're still pending?
But you say what now?
Have you read them? Did you see anything in those prophecies that you can say you've seen it happen?
Yeah, because everything you prophesied, it comes true, Bishop. I'm a true believer.
Okay. Which one that you really looked at, you said, it can happen?
I got to go back through it, though, because I can't remember now, because that was like 3 months ago when you sent it to me.
Okay. Now, this is April, right? And we get that month in May. I put those plumbers out in December. The first of January, right?
Mm-hmm. I know you said about it gonna be floods back to back, tornadoes and this, that, and that. I remember that.
Okay, now this is what I wanna say. I'm glad you remember that. Right now they got floods in Minnesota at the airport,
mm-hmm.
They have two runways open because the Mississippi River have flooded, and some part of Wisconsin is some flooding.
Mm-hmm.
and it's coming on down to Cairo, and it's going to hit Missouri and some part of anywhere the Mississippi go, and part of Illinois down in Cairo. That flood is coming that way. Now, this is what I prophesied in last year that is going to happen. Now, that's, I just want to let you know. Now, my new prophecy, it ain't really new, is the prophecy that I'm giving. Now, you know, we've been having storms and floods, but I had prophesied the flood's going to come. And a tornado, I got here. Earthquake in California in 2023. Then they had two earthquakes in California, and there's another pending coming. Earthquake in Russia and Alaska. Then they had one in Alaska, and I didn't put the one about in Texas. It's going to be an earthquake, and there will be a rising of the water. Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Ohio, Illinois, and down flooding to the Gulf. That's going on right now as I speak. Now, that's, I think I said Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, all that's happening as we speak tonight. It's going on. One of the other things that I prophesied, that would be a scandal in the government. Now, that scandal, when they caught that boy with those documents, the scandal was those documents stipulated that money was sent over to Ukraine that people didn't know about, and money was sent over to Israel people didn't know about. So it was brought out. God let it come out. That happened with that. But I want to let you know things happen, and I want to say this to some of the people that listen tonight. Brother Wayne, I want to tell you, and Brother Kenner, for you. See, people are so busy, they have forgotten what God had already said. See, they so caught up in materialistic stuff, they don't forget God. Now, this is Al Milton and the Blue Notes. And what they're saying in their record is true right now. Okay. And what they're saying, wake up, because people have waned away from God. And I ain't talking about just black folk. People have turned their back from God. That's happening. When we talk about the $1 trillion flow, we're discussing money to build buildings, money to be back in, rolling for the whole town. It's tore up the whole town. How did that come to be? There's a gentleman down now, about 90 years old. He said, Bishop, I've been here all my life. I've never seen this kind of devastation in the Delta. Now, that tornado tore up a whole town. The biggest something they had there was a cotton gin. It tore the cotton gin down. It tore everything down. So the people got to rebuild. He said, why that happened? Because of chemtrails. When you look in there, you see all that smoke. That's chemtrails. On a good sunny day, good summer, winter day, you can see them chemtrails. That's all over. And when that smoke settles, sometimes it starts floods, tornadoes, then it starts fires. Lots of forest fires, okay? Right now, we're in the midst of the chemtrail. One of the things what I want to say tonight, that weather balloon, everybody's seen it. The reason they shot it down, people started calling Washington said it's a balloon, and it was from China. It was a weather balloon, testing the weather, sending stuff out. That's why this weather, you know, it's hot one day, cold the next day, it get hot for 3 days as well, because some chemtrails were put out there. Okay, that's one of the things that was happening. This is Al Miller and the Bruno.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Come on. Wake up,
financial covenant with God. When you make a financial covenant with God, all the way, I'm praying for you, Sister Pat, and I just got a message from Eugene. It's going to be all right. Psalm 55 and 58 for you, Gail. That's for you. All is well today. Revelation 13, verse 2 and verse 3. And Genesis 13, verse 1 through 7. Get ready for that breakthrough that God got for you. And I want to deal with the $1 trillion flow tonight. And when you look into it, it tells you what's happening.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Before I do the $1 trillion flow, we have a new mayor in Chicago, and the young folks voted and put him in when everybody else went against the black man, but the young folks from 17 to 18 all the way up to 20, 25, they voted and they got him in. And he said, don't demonize the young folks. Help them be what they need to be. We're talking about the $1 trillion.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. $100 flow.
We're right for getting what's wrong to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion plus. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you're in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you're in California. Maybe you're in Texas. Maybe you're in New York. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're in Canada, but you're in the $1 billion. Maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota. Indianapolis, Indiana, which is like the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich, because I'm in this $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I need the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my job. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
Well, I wanted to say to you tonight, this is the $1 trillion flow night. And what that really means, when I say the $1 trillion flow, the money that you need is God got what you need, what you want. And Prophet Johnson used to say, everything in divine order. I found out what that means. That means that God got you, woman. God, man, God got you. But you got to lean over to God. Some of these young folks caught up, messed up, because ain't nobody teaching them to know that God will bring them out of what they're in. Snatching and grabbing ain't going to get it. Jacking cars ain't going to get it. That's going to get you an early grade. Because some people ain't going to let you take their car. Some people waiting on you that you grab it, and they're going to take you out of here. I want to say that. But tonight, this is Friday night, the $1 trillion flow. And Sister Lorraine, I want to thank you for coming over to the Hilton today. A beautiful time at the Hilton. God really blessed. Just communicating is a blessing. Just sometimes getting away from the normal situation, and God will open up your passage to think. God will do a healing and show you what the devil's been trying to get you and me. The devil, I want to play just one more time. This is Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes. And it's what he's saying on this record is so true today. It's like he wrote it yesterday. And we have to wake up our community, our people. We got to wake up and know, yes, we can. Yes, we can master all evil. Whatever you're going through, go through it with a smile and say, God got me. See, when you know God got you, you ain't got to tell nobody. You said, God got me, and God going to keep you. Hello, somebody. And if God keep you, all is well. And everything is in divine order. And I want to play this for all them that don't know what time it is.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Politicians, well,
politicians stop lying, and that's still going on right now. It's just like he made that record yesterday. And politicians stop lying. All they do is lie. Preachers preach one thing and do something different. Feed the homeless, clothes naked. This is the $1 trillion flow night. Chemtrails is busy right now. I got a call from down in Texas. They said the big storm down in Waco, Louisiana, Freeport, all down through there. I'm praying tonight. Get ready for the flood. Moses, I want to tell you this, him. Moses was put in water to keep the king from killing him. And they put him in the water. And when they draw him out the water, they call him Moses. Moses means water. Let me tell you, honey. Water is from St. Paul all the way down to the Gulf. Flood. Back to back. I said it in my prophecy. I don't know if some of you get the prophecy. And I don't know did I fact it to you or get it to you, but I had the prophecy. And I did this prophecy in December. And some of it coming true. Now, one of the prophecies I said we're going to have two deaths. Listen to me carefully. Two people going to die in the Republican Party, man and woman. Two people going to die in the Democratic Party this year, 2023. That's going to happen. Look. You can have faith, it ain't going to happen, but I got a bucket of truth that it's going to happen. Lord, hallelujah. Tonight, I told you about Donald Trump and it's happening, okay? I told you about secret documents is being found. The young man that they arrested, they get a whole army out there to arrest him because they didn't want the papers. Where money was sent to Ukraine and money was sent to Israel. Black and white people taxpayers' money. They're bringing people in here from other people here in America and got nowhere to stay. One lady was sleeping homeless and Mayor Lightfoot opened up a whole school over in Woodlawn and put all them people in it. And here's a girl sleeping in a tent outdoors. We have to take care of our own people first before we take care of anybody else. Now, this is what's going to happen this year. Sightings of UFOs in the Midwest. The Midwest means Illinois. It means Indiana, Ohio, St. Paul, Minnesota, South Dakota, in the Midwest. People going to see early in the morning and late at night. They're going to see flying objects and it's UFO. And it's going to hit the news because I said that. And that's going to hit the news. Flood back-to-back in California. I got that in. Thank you, Terrence. I got it. That's some of the prophecy that I want you to see and know. I want you to get ready for a financial breakthrough. I want you to get ready for a healing. And I want you to know, when I said $1 trillion flow, I'm not talking about a money to get a house. I'm like, you got money to buy building like a hospital, like a building for people to stay in. The money is there. We know how to get it. And this is $1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion flow. From L.A. to Miami, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas, the $1 trillion flood. Houston, $1 billion flood. New Orleans, Bill Street. Memphis, $1 billion flood. People of Maryland, flow. Atlanta, Georgia, flow. $1 billion flow. Over enough. Enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. new expression, a new philosophy, a new love, $1 billion flow, $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking about $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you, poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yeah, you can have that new Ben. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo, is 100%. You 100% here. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your education. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world. The $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Maybe you in Florida. Maybe you in Canada, but you in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota, or Indianapolis, Indiana. We're talking about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say, I'm rich because I'm in the $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. The $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right now. Tell somebody I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. So I'm in the $1 billion flow on my job. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The $1 trillion.
You ask not. You have not. Some of you tonight, you in the midst of $1 trillion flow. Some of the people you deal with are going to be rich. Might be your children. But I was talking to a young lady today, and I was telling her she just purchased a big building. And I told her, I said, God finna bless. Sometimes you have to reach out and reach up and reach for God to bless you. But they got to listen to what you said. Got to listen to what God is saying to you. Now, I want to say to you tonight, this is the $1 trillion flow. And the reason I said that, because everybody got reparation but us. They gave the Jews money. They gave the Italians. Everybody got reparation but the black man. And the black, our ancestors built this country. And all we're saying, give us our reparation. We can have business. We can have bus lines, we can have airplanes, we can have companies. The money have been birded away from us. If they give us our ancestors money, we'll be all right. Thank you, Karen Spirit. I just want to say that to you tonight. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough tonight. I want you to get ready because Moses and I was telling somebody, the spirit of Moses is in water. Moses was drawn out of water, and Moses parted the Red Sea. Why did he do that? because they killed all the kids. But Moses' mother made a basket, put him on the water in the Nile. And when the woman, when the Pharaoh sister came, she seen the baby. Now, God is so powerful, no alligators, there were lots of alligators in that pond. There were no alligator, nothing touching, because they know God already told him, don't touch this. God always got a ram in the bush for me and you. We have to accept what God got for us and for the door to open up. But sometimes we stray away from what God got for us. And when we stray away what God got for us, we stay lost. And I don't want you to be lost. I want you to get ready. I just feel something good happening. And I feel that every door closed, there's a miracle in your house. And when I say there's a miracle in your house, if you in your house, all that the devil stole, we're going to get it back. How are we going to get it back? By naming it, claiming. See, most of these ministers do prosperity ministry. Well, that's all right, but we got to have some people to get saved. So to move this witchcraft and this all this evil spirit that possesses the children. And you got to take back what the devil trying to take from you and me. Got to do when you got a need to put on a seed. When your seed go out, I'm talking about the word of God. When the word go out, somebody gonna listen, and God gonna give you the anointing. I had a beautiful time over at the Hilton, Lorraine. We might have to do that every Friday. Get you out the house when we do that on Friday. That'd be a blessing for the people coming out. Sometimes you have to get away and change up what you're doing. But I want to let you know, your seed is in the ground.
This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, just say.
This is my season. For grace.
For what else?
For favor. This is my season. To be what I
for grace. For I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you ain't no need to say it. You gotta say it, say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground.
That seed in the ground is prayer. When you put that seed in the ground, it's prayer. I want to tell you, the spirit of Moses is over the atmosphere right now. I want to say that to you. And I want to give you the word tonight.
Going through with his plan and seeing that Israel have become the subjects of Egypt. And in accordance with God's purposes and plan, Israel was growing rapidly.
God is getting ready. Moses in the Red Sea got to do with water.
The children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Facing a crisis. God, facing a crisis with God. This particular text has to do with that period in Israel history when she was marching toward nationhood. God had a destiny for Israel. God had a role in history for Israel to play. Abraham had declared that God had committed himself to make of his seed a great nation. It is interesting to watch how God does things, isn't it? It may seem sometimes that plans of God are walked down. It may seem sometimes that his plans are blocked and hindered for good. But he always has a way of going through with his plans and seeing them through. Israel have become the subjects of Egypt. And in accordance with God's purposes and plan, Israel was growing rapidly. Numerically, as a people. So rapid was their growth as a race of people that the Egyptians became fearful and regarded them as a menace to their national security. The result was that the king issued a decree that this nation in their midst should be cursed, violently cursed, and that all of the male children born should be put to death. in order to make Egyptian control definite and complete. But you know, God always has his Moses on hand. And you have a choice. God brings up a Moses. His name may not be Moses, but the character of all that we say is always the same. His name may be Moses, or his name may be Joshua, or his name may be David, or his name, you understand, may be Abraham Lincoln, or Frederick Douglass, or George Washington Carver. But in every crisis, God raises up the Moses, especially for the destiny of his people is concerned. You may have a degree out, feeling that you have everything well taken care of. But God can wipe this spite with those blessings. Let's take, for example, the case of Moses and the situation under which he was born. God had to plead that certain things that he would do for Israel. Now, here's what God did. In the face of Pharaoh's decree, Reverend Pharaoh, in the face, Reverend Wright, of Pharaoh's decree, he raised Moses right up and then placed him out, or had him placed out, on the bosom of the Nile, and made the liquid Nile become his grave, and had his sister the water, and would allow a single crocodile to touch him. I don't need you friends with me. For he was God's most. And I know God will do. To show you his eternal defiance of those who would obstruct his plan, he touched Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh's daughter. The daughter of the man who issued his sheep and mounted her heart in the interest of Moses, and made her adopt the very child who had already been decreed to be put to death. That is all God. God made Pharaoh provide a home for him in time. You don't know what I'm talking about. And then God made Pharaoh take care of him. And God made Pharaoh educate and prepare him for the role that his school and God had decreed for. Yes, he did. But when his education, his training for political administration, and by the role of a legislator and an emancipator, with all of that classroom work had been done, that was through it. He needed some postgraduate work in religion. And he juggled situations and circumstances around and made him restless and starved and rest and made him get out of Egypt and go over to Midian. So sit for a while at the feet of Jethro and learn religion and learn leadership. And in due time, one day on a desert, the Lord told, wrapped himself in a bush in the guards of an apparent dream and called and gave him assurance that he was with him. then sent him to Pharaoh's court to plead the cause of Israel. You know the difficulty that he went through in securing the liberty of these people. All of the difficulties were not on Pharaoh's part. Because sometimes some people can become so adjusted to slavery and oppression, they're not willing to give it up. If you read the history of this Exodus, of these people, every time they ran into difficulty on the road to nationhood, they looked back toward the flesh box and the disfranchisement of Egypt. But we are concerned primarily about an incident that occurred in the wake of their immediate deliverance from Egypt. They were not at the Red Sea. On the way, they had been singing Moses' praise. They saw visions of prosperity. They were not experienced enough to understand that any people who traveled the high road to security, to justice, to all of the privileges that come to citizens must pay the price. They were not aware, they traveled, of this cost that it takes. Everybody wants justice. Everybody wants freedom. Everybody wants what's coming to them. But very few of us take time to think about the price that must be paid for these things. And the responsibility that goes on with the achievement of it. Yes, it's beautiful to embrace all these great ideals and these great privileges, but we must carry along with us the cost, the price, the suffering, and the sacrifice. I don't think you know what I'm talking about. Here we are standing now on the banks of the Red Sea. When they looked behind them, they heard the rattling of the chariot wheels of Pharaoh, who had regretted his decree of deliverance. And decided to reach out to them and lead them back into the oppression of Egypt. When they looked on the side mountain, when they looked upon him in the Red Sea and its terrible moonlight, you can laugh imagination. I don't think you know what I'm talking about. And the same book who had prayed Moses for his valor, for his bravery, for his courage, for his insight, for his great victory of deliverance, began to complain. And Moses said to them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I don't think you know what I'm talking about. Stand still. Sometimes, you know, we can get in right over our own way and everybody else's way. But it seems sometimes we can get in dark way. Stand still. I heard him say, thing that you need is in your hand. I don't think you know what I'm talking about. The instrument of deliverance is within your hand. It's within your possession. The way out. The power that needs to be brought into existence is within you. Good God. What are you crying about doing? What are you looking for? What do you think that you want? suggestion to give you. I don't have a new suggestion for you. I don't have a new plan. God already been solid for my destiny. That's how the Lord is in your hand. I don't think you know what I'm talking about. What am I saying? I'm saying that sometimes, in the midst of our own crisis, in the midst of our own life, in the midst of the things that we find ourselves involved in, sometimes the power of our deliverance is in our own power, in our own possession. What you need, my brothers and sisters, is within you. First of all, is faith in God. And second, faith in yourself. And thirdly, the will and determination to put these in practice. The man who stands and simply cries will never go over his Red Sea. The man who stands, or the woman who simply stands and complains, stand before the Red Sea, before your own problem, and simply cry. They'll never find the way out. Did you know, brothers and sisters, that most of the people who have scaled the heights, most of the people who have climbed the mountains in their lives, most of the people who have gone through the valleys of their lives, have not been people who will continue to just stand. Just stand. Why, most of them have tried a number of things that they discovered ultimately failed on. Most of them have reached outside of themselves and out here among their friends and among other things to find the solution to their problems and found themselves in the midst of failure. Oh, Lord. But if you will succeed and really succeed, you've got to sit down and take count of your own step. And sit down and appraise your situation. Sit down and count the thoughts. Sit down and realize what is involved. Get on your knees and tell God everything else I tried failed. But this is my Red Sea. Oh Lord. And you told me before I had in my hands, whatever I have in my life, to step it out. Oh Lord. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to step it out. Oh Lord. I don't know the way that you're going to make for me, but I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Lord, if I fail, I'm going to fail strong. Lord, listen to me, please. Praise God. Open your eyes. Wipe the eyes and consume the heart that he did and raise the rod that he had in his hand and stretched it out over the Red Sea. Oh, Lord. God told him to do that. While I brought Pharaoh down in his court. God told him to do that. I brought the magicians of Egypt to be his fortune. Yes, he had. And the Lord said, oh, my God, over the sea. Oh Lord, and listen, when you drink the power that God has given you, when you go to your extremity, you will find God waiting for you. Oh Lord, yeah. We're on our side. The waters of the sea begin to break up on one side, and they break up on the other. Oh Lord, that he is face to face with his superior personality, with his superior power. And he bows at the truth. Pray with me if you please. And the evil spirits temporarily at least to slide themselves from this man's life. Satan does not willingly give up any life. Satan does not voluntarily give up any life. No matter how much damage he's doing in that life, no matter how much trouble and restlessness causing, he does not abandon that life with ease and willing. Fire, no more than he did in the life of this young man. But remember that Jesus has the power to order him out, whether he comes out willingly or not. Jesus demanded the evil spirits come on out of the man. And you're going to make me leave, young man. There are some hogs over there, praise the Father. And if you don't mind, let me go there. Jesus gave his permission. And you know, Satan don't want to be put out of the church. No more. And he wants to be put out of the light. Find him in the choir. And go to put out of the choir. He's like that on earth before.
Thank you. You on the engineer.
Thank you.